All right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Short track bicycling, Bill Bartee. What's that all about?
Well, listen, over at Jesse Brown's, where Don Yeager, Bill Bartee, where we hang our hat through the week, we have a lot of people who come in who participate in all types of different outdoor pursuits and sports. And a lot of them participate in something that we have here in Charlotte called the Winter Short Track Series. And for 2019, we're going to bring on the founder of this series, find out how it started, where it's held, and how we can also get out there and participate. Neil Boyd, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Well, the most important thing, how short is the track?
Well, the track is just under a mile long, so it's super spectator-friendly. It's not like your traditional mountain bike racing cross-country event where they send you out 3 to 4 or 5 miles and you're back in roughly, 45 minutes to an hour. These lap times take anywhere from 4 to 6 minutes, so you're seeing the competitors quite often.
So the winter time's kind of an odd time for bike racing. I mean, it could be muddy, it could be frozen, it could be snowing, it could be most anything.
That is correct, and we race in, if the park is open, we are racing, whether it's snowing, raining, whatnot. We've actually built a trail over at Renaissance Park that we call weatherproof, and over the years we've put a little bit of crush and run down on it, packed it in, crush and run more, packed it in. We've got it to where it's really a bulletproof trail, and it doesn't get real muddy during these winter months.
So Neil, when you say we built the track, who is the we in the track building out there?
We work directly with the Tar Heel Trailblazers, who do a lot of trail work all over Mecklenburg County and this area. So we work directly with those guys and do a lot of the building. We've built some berms and a few little jumps and things on the course that make this the short track course really fun.
Well, of course, you mentioning where it's held, Renaissance Park out there at the athletic field. It's not just the short track either. You've got a whole bunch of other things that usually go on during these events. And I will hats off to you, Neil, because you also, in regards to spectator friendly, because you MC the event to let those who are not riding or not riding at that time, what's going on, who is winning, who's finishing, who is doing what at different times, which is very engaging for those of us who are not on a bicycle.
Yeah, that's the really nice thing about the Winter Short Track Series. It's very spectator friendly. So the participants are coming down, they're doing multiple laps, and like you said, we're calling out the laps, we're doing some race creams, so we're announcing lap winners sometimes within the race, and we also have food, and everybody loves free food, so we do free soup out there at every single one of the races. It's for the participants, for spectators, and the Dirt Divas help us serve that soup throughout all of the winter races.
Now tell us, how do you separate out the different different participants? Do you do it by experience level? Do you do it by age? Do you do it by gender? Do you do it by a mixture of both? And how good do we have to be to come out there and ride our bike around the short track?
Yeah, so we do actually both. So we have divisions, and we also have within those divisions we have age groups. So we have a beginner division, we have a sport division, then we have our expert division. And as you obviously go to get more experience, the races are a little bit longer and the competition's a little bit more difficult. We do have the beginner races. And I tell people, if you're new to mountain bike racing, you've gone out and you practice some, you can come on out and mix it up at the Winter Short Track Series. It's probably not something if you just bought a mountain bike last week. I don't know that I would recommend going out and trying to jump into a race, unless maybe you've been a runner or something and you've got a lot of fitness. I mean, you definitely have to lay a little bit in shape. But the Winter Short Track Series is great for beginners. I mean, it is really set up for that. We've got a huge contingency already of junior riders that are registered.
So it sounds like if you don't have training wheels on and are somewhat in shape, you can get out there and ride that bicycle and participate. We're going to find out how you can sign up for the Winter Short Track Series. Wintertime coming. Neil, is this new team competitions? I know in the past it's been an individual type thing, but you can also get a team together. Tell us about that. How many members can be on a team, and is the team competition new?
No, we've done the team competition now for 5 or 6 years, but the team competition is kind of a separate race, and we have a lot of bike shops around the area or just club teams who come out and participate in it and the series. And the team, the individuals across each of the categories are able to earn points at every race for their team. And then at the end of the season, the top three teams win money. So a lot of times people use that money to have a party for their team or maybe to buy some team kits for the next year or for this year. But it's an opportunity. It really helps to kind of build some camaraderie at the races with the different teams and coming out mixing it up.
Well, tell us a little bit about the equipment. Say we're interested in getting into this. Say we do quite a bit of road biking or something like that, and we're going to make a little transition, you know, or our child is or somebody. Tell us about the entry-level equipment to be competitive in something like this.
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing definitely is obviously you want to get a mountain bike with knobby tires. It does not have to be a full suspension bike. A lot of people race the series with what we call a hardtail mountain bike. There's no suspension in the rear and just a front shock. Most importantly, you got to have a helmet. We don't let anybody on the course without a helmet. But then there's a few things as far as like the wintertime, obviously being a little colder, you know, you want some full finger gloves would be something you would definitely look into. I wouldn't recommend, you don't have to, you know, have cycling shorts, but a nice padded short is really, you know, recommendable. And that's really it. Some shorts, a mountain bike, and a helmet. You're ready to go.
Well, what's a bike like that going to cost us?
So, I mean, you can look into entry-level mountain bike probably in the $700 to $800 range. Something that would probably be, light enough, and you can get trail bikes much cheaper in the $300 to $400 range, but probably not something I would recommend trying to come out and race. That race-type bike, maybe $700 to $800 at one of your local bike shops.
Now tell us about the equipment for the expert level.
Wow, that's a great one, Don. I mean, those guys, it's pretty remarkable what some of them spend. I mean, some of the guys will come out in bikes that are anywhere from $7,000 to $8,000, maybe $10,000 mountain bikes out there racing.
and the difference being it's lighter, what?
Yeah, it's much lighter, more efficient. The components actually on the bike themselves are going to be a little bit higher rated, so a little easier shifting, a little faster shifting. But the biggest thing is really the weight and handling on the bike.
Our guest is Neil Boyd. He is the founder and operator of the 2019 Winter Short Track Mountain Bike Series. It's kicking off January 20th. It'll go through the conclusion of the February 17th. Date. It's all being held out there at Renaissance Park off West Tivola Road. And I've got a few questions, Neil, that I want to ask you. This has been described as a cross between a criterium, BMX, cyclocross, and single track. Can you tell us
what the heck are those four things?
Yeah, give us. I know that I've been to the Criterium races downtown when they were held. So that is like NASCAR on bicycles. So I got it.
Right.
BMX, I guess that is in reference to the jumps and obstacles that are out there that you have to get over as a rider. Tell us about cyclocross and single track.
Yeah, so cyclocross is another winter sport, and it's a sport they have a specific bike, but they race on grass, and it looks like a road bike basically with knobby tires, but it's a very difficult sport, traditionally again in the wintertime. So that's where it's similar, because this particular mountain bike race, we do race up a long gravel road and through the parking lot, so there's kind of open areas where you can pass. And then as far as single track is your typical, mountain bike cross country type racing, where, the trails aren't too much wider than the handlebar on the mountain bike.
Wow. So in regards to passing, because single track and passing are two words that don't go together well. So usually the passes, the moves, if you will, that would be made in a criterium type of race, they are usually made in open sections on the trail or more open sections on the trail so that the riders can get around.
So Yeah, it's a little tight on the trail itself to try to pass on, especially the downhill. I mean, the downhill section, everybody's going, you know, relatively the same speed, so it's hard to pass. But as you start to hit some of the uphill sections, there are spots along the trail that you can pass, but most of the passing is done, you know, out in the open areas.
Well, it sounds like as competitive as it is, it's still open for a whole lot of people. Neil Boyd, tell us how we can sign up and participate in the Winter Short Track Series. And if we don't want to participate, tell us about when to show up so that we can hear some good music, eat some good food, cheer on our favorite riders, and maybe at least see what's going on out there at Renaissance.
Yep. So you can check out all the information. It's at wintershorttrack.com. And the racing starts each Sunday at 9:30. We run throughout the day. Kind of in the middle of the day is when we have some of our biggest categories. And to me, one of the most exciting races, we have our junior event. But right before the junior event, we have our free kids race. And Bill and Don, it is the most exciting race you'll ever see, the free kids race. They do two laps on a shortened course, and we have everything from three-year-olds up to six-year-olds that come out there and mix it up. We give a little medal away to all the kids who come out. You know, on a decent weather day, we'll have 40 or 50 little ones that line up for that little free kids race. But all that information is on that website, thewintershorttrack.com. Just check it out and schedule and the registration, everything.
Hey, how do we handle inclement weather, and what does inclement weather mean? Does it mean rain, or does it mean it's colder than anything out there?
We run it rain or shine. So if the park is open, if Mecklenburg County Parks and Recreation, if their facilities are open, we hold the event. The only time that we've ever canceled the Winter Short Track Series is when Mecklenburg County Parks and Recreation will actually close the parks, the whole system, and typically due to snow or ice, and it's 9 times out of 10 when they do that, it's a safety concern. So they will shut down the parks, and obviously if the parks aren't open, we can't run the race.
You got it. His name, Neil Boyd. The website, wintershorttrack.com. Neil, thanks so much for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.